For Pinchas's act of zealotry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Brisi Shalom. And the Medrash comments, the Medrash Rabbah comments, Bedinhu Sheyitol Scharo, that from a halachic perspective, for a justice perspective, he certainly deserves the schar for this action of kanos. And the question that the Chasam Sofer asks, which many Achronim ask, is, well, hold on a second. We have a principle, schar mitzvah b'hai al malaika. You don't get schar in this world, but yet we see that Pinchas receives this brisi shalom. And more than that, the Medrash says, bedinhu sheyitol scharo. Well, what's pshat? Why should he be receiving reward in this world for his act of kanos? The Chasam Sofer offers six answers, so I'll go through all six of the answers that he gives. Number one, says, first of all, we have a klal that hamezake rabim ein chait ba al yado. When you're mekadesh shem shamayim barabim, no chait can come to your hands, and therefore we can give you the schar. Because even though we say schar mitzvah b'hai al malaika, there's a concern, says the Chasam Sofer, that maybe you're going to change your ways, you will ruin your ways, you're being mekalkel derachav, and therefore the schar, you weren't deserving of it. But once you were mekadesh shem shamayim barabim, we're batuach that that's not the case, and therefore, since you are kanoes kinasi bisocham, that's pshat in the language, among them, not just you, but everyone saw it, therefore, for that act of this public act of Kiddush Hashem, you actually do deserve the schar in this world. The second pshat offered is based on another principle. We say that schar mitzvah mitzvah, that the schar for doing one mitzvah is getting the opportunity to do another mitzvah or to do that same mitzvah over again. Well, here in this situation, says the Chasam Sofer, this is not a situation of schar mitzvah mitzvah. No one wants to have the schar of this mitzvah, to kill someone in public for this act of kanos. No one wants and prays and yearns for that opportunity again. So when do we say schar mitzvah b'hai al malaika? That's only when there's an opportunity for schar mitzvah mitzvah. But when there's no opportunity for schar mitzvah mitzvah, then we say that you can receive reward in this world. And that is why bedinhu sheyitol scharo, that Pinchas did deserve to get the reward in this world. Answers number 3 and 4 are somewhat similar, but there's a minor nuance between them. So answer number 3 is as follows. What's pshat in schar mitzvah b'hai al malaika? The svaravs behind it, says the Chasam Sofer, is that a person can't possibly get rewarded for a mitzvah until the end of his life. For the very simple reason that a tzaddik never feels that he's finished. He's always running to do more mitzvos. So how can you say we have this idea of schar mitzvah mitzvah, essentially, like we said before, but if you're always running to do more mitzvos, so you're not being mevakish for the schar. Schar mitzvah b'hayal malaika, because I'm just looking to do more mitzvos. And therefore, in general, a person doesn't deserve or doesn't need or won't ask to get the schar because they're busy doing more mitzvos. But again, in this situation of kanayim pogenbo, no one is seeking out this opportunity again, and therefore schar mitzvah b'hai alma ika for this particular mitzvah. It is, by the way, just a telling point that the Chasam Sofer is making for all those who we categorize as zealots, who are always going out of their way to find reasons to tear down other people. We see here that no one should be looking for it. It happens. It's a one time when it pops up and it comes into your view, then you need to take care of that mitzvah and be mekadesh shem shamayim. But to make it into a calling is certainly inappropriate. So it's just important message to remember. Then now, answer number 4 is similar. So answer number 3 is that the person who's doing the mitzvah is not asking for the schar because he's always focusing on the mitzvos. But answer number 4 is a little bit different, which is that the whole idea of schar mitzvah b'hai al malaika is that a person never finishes his mitzvah. The mitzvah is never finished because a person can't say, I finished my mitzvah of putting on tefillin. It's a lifelong journey. And at night, I'm preparing for the opportunity to wear mitzvahs in the morning, to wear the tefillin in the morning. So it never ends. But again, when it comes to an act of kanos like this, this is a mitzvah that ends. It's done, and it's over, and we don't deal with it anymore, and therefore, schar mitzvah for this one, b'hai alma ika. So those are the first four answers. Answer number five that the Chasam Sofer suggests is that perhaps when it says, bedinu shiitol scharo, that he deserves the schar, perhaps we're not talking about a physical reward, perhaps as much as a spiritual reward. And what is this reward that we're referring to? We're actually not talking about a schar of brisi shalom or something else, but rather this schar that the Medrash is referring to is actually referring to the kahuna, that the Kohen Gadol status was now being transferred from Aaron to Pinchas. The question is why? Why is it that Aaron's children lose out? Why do Elazar and Itamar no longer have the opportunity to that their children will be the Kohanim Gedolim? Why do they lose out? So explains the Chasam Sofer based on Rashi and other places that how did Aaron become the Kohen Gadol? Aaron became the Kohen Gadol because that the Sneh Moshe wasn't as excited or as zealous anxious to take on the leadership role of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hello, Aaron, Achicha, Halevi, Yotzei, Itcha, Aaron is there, he's ready, he wants it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, because Aaron is zealous, he's excited about it, I'm giving him this chus to be the Kohen Gadol. And now, says the Chasam Sofer, we see the same qualities in Pinchas. Pinchas was the one. It wasn't Elazar and Isamar, it was Pinchas who went and was Pogea, these individuals who were out in public, making a Kuzbi and Zimri, who were doing this act in front of Lifnei Am Ve'eda, and therefore he deserves the Kahuna Gedola, and that's why it was passed down. Bedinu Shitol Scharo is the Schar, the spiritual Schar, that his progeny will now have the mantle of the Kohen Gadol forever. And finally, the last shot of the Chasam Sofer is that Bedinu Shitol Scharo says, you're right, we have to deal with this Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al Maleika. And here he comes on to a different answer than all the other ones, which is as follows. The Schar here is not for his act of Kanaos. Rather, Chazal tell us that the Ikar Zchus Avos Nosein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libneihem Shecholchim U'misnagin B'darchei Avoseihem. That the Zchus Avos that we receive is if we are able to follow in their ways. If we follow in the path of our Avos, then we will receive that Zchus Avos. So here, Pinchas was a Kanoi Ben Kanoi. He learned from Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. He learned from everyone to be a Kanoi. And as a result, he was Meshiv Chema, as well as others did in previous generations. He deserved not the schar for his actions, because schar mitzvah b'hai al maleika, but the zachar of his chus avos, zechusam yagen aleini, as the Chasam Sofer writes, but probably didn't say it in that language. Nevertheless, that is what he received. He received the schar of the schus avos. So those are six different ways that the Chasam Sofer attempts to, or justifies, helps us explain why Pinchas was deserving of schar, even though we have generally the principle stands, schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka.